John, do you remember when, like, in the late 70s, when the TV said an ice age was coming to take us out in 79? That was awesome.
Daily Show starts now.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Hi there, welcome to Daily Show, at your service today. Happy Eclipse Day. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I rarely have much to say, but I do have a little something to say.
Okay.
I am so glad this is about the moon and the sun. Because if I had to hear about the totality of Uranus all day, I would be fried.
It would make for some fun commentary, though. Here's to hoping. I heard a local newscast, not in the totality zone. If I hear that one more time, I swear. It's just funny how they come up with these terms. But they were talking about, are you team moon or team sun?
Oh, really?
Yes. I could not figure out which team I was on. Can you?
What tribe are you in? As soon as I drop my drawers, you'll know what team I'm on.
What team? I mean, it's so funny because here we are in a state of the media slash government, because it's the same thing, has to play on our tribal instincts so much so that they are willing to make sure that we're on a specific team. And so newscasts across the country, we're doing this whole team moon, team mm-hmm. sun. I'm sorry, does it matter? You're watching an eclipse. Okay, now, the sheer awe of an eclipse. Okay, now I got to see it through some glasses, even though we weren't in the totality zone. I know, it just cracks me up. But it was fascinating. And, you know, you're sort of awestruck by this. A friend of mine was telling me that he actually traveled to watch the last one. And he said, you know, what's strange about it is that the birds stop singing. They go to their trees. They kind of get out of the way. It's almost as if it's nighttime.
It's called nighttime. Yeah, that's...
Yes. Stop it. But it's in the middle of the day, and so then all of a sudden, when it's out and it's done, that they come right back out. But it is like the dawning of a new day. You would think you were in a new day, the way everything was acting on the earth. So it's kind of crazy just to observe that. Like, that was the most kind of awestruck part.
We can only hope that it's a new day.
Let's severely hope that it's a new day. We try to bring some common sense here at the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. And we've got Dr. Duke Pesta joining us like he always does in the final hour of the show. In the next hour, and there's so much to talk about, so we're gonna get to all the things. But I did want to, if anybody wants to call in about this eclipse or things that they've noticed, or I know that a lot of people thought all hell was going to break loose, like this was going to be the thing that set us over the edge, and I didn't think so. I thought it would kind of be a nothing burger, but. Okay.
Well,
what were your thoughts?
I thought it was going to be a nothing burger too until I went into the kitchen and to talk to my wife, and there were empty clothes on the kitchen floor.
Okay.
So apparently she got to go with the rapture, and I'm still here.
And you're still here. You evaded the rapture. What does that say
apparently,
about you?
Apparently, yeah.
But I think, you know, it's a cool thing, and I'm sure, you know, millions across the country were watching it and kind of, you know, a cool event because it doesn't happen here. There is one over the Red Sea, but one in the United States.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen until like 2044. But the Red Sea, I think, happens what was the date of that? It was either 2027 or 2034 or something, so. Anyway, but I didn't know if anyone here, I mean, I'm out in the desert part of the West, so I'm not quite sure if any, you know, anyone's watching it out here. I did a show on organ transplantation, by the way. Yeah, on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, got a lot of buzz. I got so many emails from this, can I just tell you? So many emails, and
The legitimate kind or the forced kind?
The forced kind.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Well, what's kind of fascinating about it is that just a side note, I had people that were writing me and whistleblowing and saying, look, you know, my uncle or my sister's father-in-law or what have you, working at a hospital, trying to say, look, you people, they don't give any painkillers. That person is very much alive when they're harvesting their organs, and they don't give them anything because they go off with this lie that they are brain dead. And the brain dead lie was manufactured by Harvard to cover up crime, because then they wanted to profit off people on the way out. So they don't give painkillers or anything. He tried to out it, and he was actually fired.
Yeah. The other reason they don't give painkillers mm-hmm. is because they don't want to damage the organs mm-hmm. either.
You're right.
And there's a risk of that. So
your loved one's going through this, and there have been people that woke up later that said, I could hear everything. I could feel things. I mean, can you imagine not being able to speak, not being able to let your loved ones know that? I'm just saying that we're playing with fire here, and it's not a good thing, because this is such a profitable business, the organ donation. It's a scary business, because we don't realize how much is manufactured about it, and we also don't realize that if you have to start something on a lie, it's not good. And they say they found brain death, right? No, they created it.
You know, on the other hand, in all fairness...
Fairness to Harvard.
The research of Dr. Frankenstein proved that this was perfectly okay.
Yeah, perfectly fine. Oh, it's that whole show. I really struggled with what I was going to present on the Friday show, and that show came like a lightning bolt. And let me just tell you, it's worth listening to and get off the donor list so that you have a chance to dictate what happens to you in a particular situation. Because across the board, they're going to take your organs, and they're going to take them fast. And they're going to tell the family that you don't have any say because this person signed up as a donor on their driver's license. Not good. And why did they do that? Think about that. Why did they have to have it on the driver's license? Why not just have the family come in and state whether or not they were okay with this?
No, they want you. They can change your driver's license. Mm-hmm. Did I say that?
You know, it's bad, you guys.
On another fairly good note of this, though, if they harvest your organs
while you're alive,
your organ meats won't be used for food.
Oh my gosh! Thank you. It's pleasant.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. How do you know that, Soylent Green? Yeah. How do you know that?
Well, because they're harvesting those to keep more important people alive.
Gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
1967. Harvard decided that they would concoct a lie because they took a baby's beating heart and put it into a 17-day-old baby, and they both died, and they needed to cover up crime, and they needed to kind of couch this in what would become the, by 2030, $90 billion business around the world for organs. And I'm just, at what cost are we doing this? And your loved one doesn't get a say if they have signed up as a donor. So just... That show got a lot of interaction and a lot of people coming to me and explaining even more about it. And it was surely scary. Just please don't sign up as a donor so your family can decide and talk to your family about what situations you would even want that to happen. But they don't do painkillers at all.
You know, I have to say that it would be interesting to be standing at the pearly gates when a doctor who performed these operations tried to get into heaven.
I know. And you know what? I know this. I just know this in my gut, that so many doctors and nurses and all these people that they assign in the hospital to come buddy up to you to get you a cup of coffee or try to kind of talk you into this quickly so that you're in the state of shock and grieving, and you just make the decision because you want something good out of the situation. And those people are... put into, you know, the situation to to cause you to make the decision. They think they're doing the right thing.
Sure they do.
They 100% think that they're doing the right thing. Because, why? Because they came up with the term brain dead. And they decided to say that, well, you can't feel anything. That's not true. That is not true. And we know that because people have woken up and said, no, I could feel things. I could hear the doctor declaring me brain dead. I'm just saying, let the brain heal and give people a fighting chance. Give people a chance to heal. And what's crazy is the hospitals will fight you tooth and nail over this.
You know, my wife's brother had an incident where the myelin covering of his brain got destroyed, and mm-hmm. he was literally gone.
Yeah.
He couldn't respond. He couldn't move. He was on a breathing machine. The three neurologists said he'll be that way until he dies. Today, 20 years later, he's healthy and alive.
See what I'm saying? So go grab that on podcast. It's at katedalyradio.com. You just scroll down to the bottom and you can see the podcast. You can scroll through those and take the first hour and the second hour and listen to them, because a lot of points were made up. Bills were passed last year. Lots of things to get this for-profit business really going. And China's in a state of forcing these things on yep. prisoners and who knows who else.
Uyghurs.
Well, yeah, the Uyghurs too. But I mean, who knows for just citizens? It's like pick an organ and the person meets their death, you know? So we have to be really understanding that could be the direction we would be going into.
I don't have to worry about it.
Why?
Because I have HIV. They won't take my organs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He laughs. He's like, so there. They won't be touching me.
Yeah.
We also have Ukraine. We also have, guess what, folks? A county in Texas did something successful, and we're going to let you know what that is when we come on back. But so much to say on today's show. We'll try to get to it. Dr. Pester will be joining us, and there's just always a lot to cover, isn't there? Everybody's eyes are on the eclipse, and I understand why, because, of course, why wouldn't they be? But we will take your calls right when we come back, so phone lines will be open if you're listening to us live in the afternoon. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ooh, welcome back. Kate Daly Show here with you. And of course, we have Melissa live. So this will be really good as far as that goes. We've got some crazy, well, I want to get her take on this. Here we go. You knew I was going to play this. Oh, I love it. Here we go. All right, here we go, Melissa. Come on, Bonnie. Let's go.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, I love it. All right, Melissa. Melissa Smith, our co-host on Wednesdays, was there. So I got to hear about this, Melissa.
Yeah, we traveled to the very center of the totality today.
Okay.
We wanted to be where, so we had close to 4 minutes of totality in the eclipse zone. Mm. And it was one of the most profound things I think I've ever seen.
No way.
It was absolutely awe-inspiring.
Wow. So what did you...
You see natural wonders sometimes. Mm-hmm. You go stand at the edge of the Grand Canyon and you wonder at how amazing it is.
Sure.
This was 4 minutes of absolutely amazing.
Oh, my gosh. So worth traveling to. You're at a donkey farm, so if anybody hears anything on the broadcast. But yeah. So tell us what stuck out. What stuck out the most? What would you tell people about it?
The light dimmed in degrees, and we could tell. In fact, the eclipse is still going on. It will go on for another, 50 so minutes. So the light is dim, mm-hmm. but in one giant, all of the sudden, mm-hmm. it just got dark.
Right.
Like twilight, and it's 360 degrees of twilight. I took my camera and just stood in one place and went all the way around, and it looks like the sun is going down in every direction from you.
Wow.
And when we looked up, we could see stars in the sky.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of cool for 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. We have a little bit of cloud cover, and that was kind of perfect to see, you know. If it had been a hard sun all day, mm-hmm. it would have been bad. But we had our glasses, and we had been looking and looking
sure.
and looking.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, when it got super dark like that,
uh-huh.
I looked up to see what it was, and I realized I hadn't put my glasses on, and it was fine because the moon was completely covering the sun.
Wow.
I don't know how to explain how kind of incredible it was. Mm-hmm. We could hear, we're right beside a little woods.
Mm-hmm.
And we could hear tree frogs that usually only come out in the evening.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah,
that was weird.
The birds did get quiet.
Uh-huh.
They're back now.
But
they didn't completely go away, which is what we were told.
Uncle Milty has a question for you. Yep.
Yeah. Did you get a good view of the alignment of the planets that was supposed to happen at the same time?
Well, that's why we have a little bit of kind of high-altitude cloud haze.
Mm.
So we could see some stars. I'm not sure. We were also looking that you were supposed to be able to see a comet as well, and we could mm-hmm. not see that.
Was there chemtrails?
That would have to be for...
Was there chemtrails before
this? I don't think so. We saw a couple of stars. They may have been the planets, but uh-huh. I don't think so.
Melissa, was there chemtrails before this?
A lot of chemtrails.
Weird. Okay.
Our sky is crisscrossed in every direction with chemtrails.
That's so weird. Okay. Strange. Hmm.
So either they didn't want us to see it and they were not successful because God sometimes has a hand in things.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking right now. I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chemtrails looking in one direction right now.
Oh, wild. Okay.
You know, just, yeah. And it's been that way all day long.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely... any last things? We have about a minute, and then we'll have you talk about this more on Wednesday, too.
No, I just, you know, we didn't really know what to expect, mm-hmm. and I have seen a partial solar eclipse before.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2017, we saw the one that happened then, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. But mm-hmm. it was the darkness that was amazing about it.
Mm.
It's when the whole sky... Everything gets dark, and you can see stars, and it's just dark.
Oh, how weird. I'll bet that was bizarre.
It was very
yeah.
weird. I understand now why they stopped battles when it happened, because it was so sudden and so kind of random.
Yeah.
Although we know that it's not random at all.
Right, right.
Obviously, we traveled 2 hours to get here, so it wasn't random. We planned to be here, but just amazing.
Mm,
you know, the yeah. world and the universe is an amazing place, and we should
We'll be right back on. Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Smith, more on Wednesday about it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm Kate Daly. I've got Uncle Milty here. Welcome to K-Talks, K-T-O-X, out in California. So happy you're listening in, and love it that you're on board. And also, the other new station's coming on. Very, very excited. And, of course, make sure and get to Birch Gold. Text Birch Gold 98 98 98. That's the phone number that you text. It's a weird number, but it's the number. So it's six digits. It repeats 98 98 98. And when you text Birch Gold, my name, just text my name in the subject line if you're on your phone right now. This is some really fantastic free information. It's just information that you're going to get on how to shore everything up right now. Your savings account, your IRAs, your retirement, everything that's hanging out there that you're probably a little worried about if you're listening to talk radio at all, and informing you on digital currency coming in and all the steps they're taking. It's free to get yourself covered. But I'm telling you, you need to do, there's some things you need to do, and it's free to do so, but you at least get the information that's free. And they're updating that all the time. So make sure and text 98 98 98 and text my name, Kate. It's fantastic information. Get your gold and silver from them too.
You know, I think you're right.
About everything?
98 98 98 is a weird number. I tried to think of a weirder one, and I just couldn't come up with
a weirder
number.
It's a weird phone number, okay? But it is the number. So you're going to get some great info, though. And I was thinking about this song on the way to work. I know. You know, I had to, just because. Just because we're in this weird state of this whole eclipse day. Everything's about the eclipse today. The one thing that I noticed, I don't think I even talked to you about this. The one thing that I noticed today was the amount of NASA engineers that were being interviewed about this, as if it really had anything to do with NASA. I mean, it really doesn't. An eclipse is an eclipse. It kind of stands on its own. And but it was funny. It was funny, odd to me how the people that they were interviewing at the head of NASA kept saying, "We'll go back to the moon, and we want functionality on the moon. We want a space station up there as soon as it gets safe." What? They haven't been back for 50 years. And it's like, well, yeah, we still want to do that. We still want to put a station there when it's safe, because it's not safe yet. It was safe in 69, they said. Anyway, it's very strange.
If the NASA scientists were really sharp, and they've known this eclipse was coming for a long time.
Yeah.
They would have planned a trip to the sun while it was dark.
Well, I mean, it's hard to think ahead like that. I had to get that trajectory just perfect. But I just found it strange today, because the reasons that they gave, that's what I found kind of weird. And it was, it's not safe yet. We don't have the right food. We don't have the right circumstance. And I'm thinking, is that how you explain away 50 years of not doing this? You guys are still trying to explain away why you won't go back. And every time they say we're going to go back, there's a lot of headlines about that. Not so many headlines about the fact that we don't. And for whatever stupid reason they give. But I just have to say that it came across really propaganda-ish today in the way that they were describing why they couldn't go back.
I think what they're afraid of is that they're going to find oil on the moon. And it'll ruin the whole green thing.
Ruin the whole messaging. Poor Klaus. Poor Klaus Schwab. All right. So a couple of that was my observance today. I thought it was really strange. I mean, you could talk about the eclipse without having NASA on to talk about how we're going to land on the moon again. I mean, you could just focus on the eclipse and the totalitarian... Totality zone.
Yeah.
What? Who makes this stuff up? And then they all only talk about that one term. I don't know. I mean, what else are you going to call it, I guess? I don't know. It came across really strange because we repeat the things that they say consistently. That's how brainwashed media it gets.
I would have simplified it and maybe just said the big shadow.
The big shadow. But I bet that was really strange in the middle of the day to be able to see the stars.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that was weird. So Melissa will talk about that more on Wednesday. She comes on every Wednesday. But she was right down in Indiana in the moment of it.
Do you think if you were taking a nap and woke up during the totality, you would think you were just waking up in the middle of the night?
Maybe. I mean, it would really mess with you.
I would imagine it could.
I mean, it's messing with the animals. It's got to mess with us, too, although we all know what's up, but still. So, I would imagine. So a couple of things. Number one, if you want a weird story today, you got to hit San Francisco, because San Francisco is just weird. It's a weird place to visit. It's a weird community. I'm sorry if you live there, but you're bizarre and not in a good way. But what's going on right now in San Francisco? You have to tell people.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors is considering creating an ordinance in San Francisco that will force supermarkets to give 6 months' notice before they're allowed to close or allow their former customers to sue them for going out of business.
Why?
And the reason they're going out of business is those former customers that can now sue them were stealing too much. So they put them out of business and then sue them for going out of business.
It's like the city that's going to burn first in the end times. Do you know what I'm saying? That city is so messed up. What's going on with San Francisco?
Where do the people on the Board of Supervisors find that they have the authority to say, you can sue this business for going out of business?
You got me on that one. I don't know. This is getting weird. Since supermarkets provide life-sustaining services and play a role in strengthening and stabilizing the community. It's just food. We're going for food. There's other places to go shop for food.
Yeah.
Why is this the strengthening and stabilizing of a community? It's just food.
If the Board of Supervisors thinks it's that important and necessary to prevent the closure, why don't they just open their own grocery stores and instead of making the people steal the groceries, just give them to them? At taxpayer expense, of course.
I don't know. It's getting weird out there, you guys. If you want a really weird story, that would be it. Very strange. It's getting weird there. And I don't know of anyone anymore that says, I'm going to go on vacation to San Francisco.
No.
I don't think there's a lot of like big cities in America right now that people want to travel to. New York, San Francisco, California. I'm not sure that a lot of people want to go to California.
You know, I heard somebody singing the other day, I left my heart in San Francisco, but they added a line.
What?
And I ain't going back to get it.
It's fine if I lost it.
That's okay.
Oh, strange. It gets weirder and weirder and weirder, you know? It's odd. And this isn't the first time they considered this. 40 years ago, the Board of Supervisors passed legislation. And then the former mayor, Dianne Feinstein, what a nightmare she is, or she was, in a moment of uncharacteristic restraint, vetoed it, calling it an unnecessary intrusion of government regulatory authority. You think? That's all she was about, Feinstein, was intrusion of government regulatory authority. That's what Democrats are all about. And I hate parceling out sides because both sides suck. They're terrible.
Yes.
But it's the love of government intrusion into everything because you feel like you can't do anything without the government being at the head of it. It's weird to think Americans could be Democrats because our country is anything but that, or was supposed to be anything but that. But it's all about government intrusion. We're going to come right back. I want to tell you what a Texas city just did right, and a lot of cities could learn from it. My own city could learn from this, but my own city is very diabolical in its nature of being a city that thinks they're conservative, but the worst kind of of wokeness you've ever seen, turning our city inside out. But I think that's happening across the board everywhere, but just learned what Texas did. Okay? You'll love it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I just wanted you to do the white man over by it. Are you doing the white man over by?
No.
Welcome back.
You keep forgetting. What? I identify as black. I can't do the white man over.
I'm going to start identifying as black. Everybody should. I guess white men are under assault. You know, you're responsible for climate change. You're responsible for everything, according to the UN. Welcome back to the show. For the supplements that actually work, and I'm loving their sleep product, by the way. You won't wake up groggy the next day. It's all natural. Man, it's good. And the copper cream, it's a cream, and it's got the copper in it. It's got what you need in it. It is amazing, and you don't have to, it's not another supplement, so it's a really easy product to use. Go to activatefiq.com, activatefiq.com, and use the code word Kate. I'm telling you, you've got to have the absorption. There's hardly any companies that give you the absorption. There's just over 80 companies that produce supplements that are great, but these are fantastic. Can I just tell you the way they do them? They're very natural, but your body recognizes what's in the product. And so don't buy stuff at Walmart and Walgreens. Just get this, okay? ActivateFIQ.com. I'm doing you a favor so you don't waste any money. ActivateFIQ.com. Put in the code word Kate. You'll get extra savings. It's awesome. And of course, text Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Okay, that's all you have to do. 989898, and then text my name. You're going to get some wonderful information that you could probably share with a friend. So we'll take your calls if you're listening to us in the daytime, 888-673-1450. You can catch this show on camera at on your Roku, actually. You can download Frank's Speech, and you can watch it there. You can also, in the evenings, 8 o'clock in the evening, Mountain Time. And you can also catch us on Rumble, too, if you'd like to additionally watch us there. Texas. Let's talk about Texas for a second. There's two things I really want to talk about fast. So Texas, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Texas, actually, I'm trying to find it here. Texas was the one who successfully completed a hand count of paper ballots.
Yep, they did.
I know. You're probably thinking, wait a second. Wait a second, I didn't think any counties were doing this. Yes, and successfully so. I wish my county would, but my commissioners deny election fraud, probably like yours do around the country, and it gets really hard because as long as they deny and put their heads in the sand, we won't change this country. So these people are not patriots. These commissioners across the country in 3,000 plus counties that are doing all of you a disservice by not going to hand count paper ballots where a whole committee of people can have eyeballs on them. And could be volunteer. So this Texas county successfully completed a hand count of paper ballots. Now, you guys realize we did not sprinkle magic dust on our elections. Nothing has changed from 2020 coming up in 2024. So if you're expecting a different outcome, then you live in La La Land. Your county commissioners are not patriots. They have not done a single thing to change this. In Texas, luckily, they have a Gillespie County that did this in central Texas.
The Gillespie County party chairman, Bruce Campbell, mm-hmm. kept insisting that they would not get enough people to complete this project mm-hmm. of hand-counting paper ballots. Right. But about 300 volunteers
there you go.
Came out of the woodwork.
There you go. Of course help. They came out of the woodwork because we care about our country. Yeah. That's why.
It indicated a strong yep. support for hand counting paper ballots and ending the trust of electronic yep. systems that can be hacked.
Yeah. I've never seen commissioners that were so unpatriotic and so horrific across the country, because I'm getting emails, despite even my own county being this way, they're horrid here. But I mean, your counties are writing me and saying, people in your counties across America have been saying they're putting their heads in the sand. They won't do a thing about it because the state told them not to. That's going on everywhere. There's no magic fairy dust on this election. This will be the same turnout. And I am telling you that you must do something about it. But it's going to have to be the people. This does not shock me that 300 people showed up to say, I'll volunteer. I'll bet you have a lot of veterans in there. I'll bet you have a lot of people that love this country that much to say, I will show up and I will volunteer yep. for this. People want clean elections. We don't have them and we get nothing here. I mean, as far as that goes, we get fraud in the state of Utah.
You know, the government Washington fights County. This. The counties mm-hmm. fight this. And they make it sound as if the numbers yep. are just insurmountable. Yeah. There were only 8,266 voters in that county.
I know.
It's not like they had to count 20 million votes.
I know. It makes me sick because is everybody's head in the sand on this? Do they all just think it's going to be different? It's not. There's nothing different that's going to happen. And it's your county commissioners that can change yep. this across the... If you change over 3,000 counties, you change America. Now, I know the kind of people I have in office in my county of Washington County, Utah, and they're horrific. But you probably have the same thing. Move to get them out of office. Do whatever you can to get them out. Recall them. What can you do? Because if they put their heads in the sand like mine did, you have to get them out of office. This is just... It's borderline... idiocy at this point that we're not doing more about this. There was a great piece on Lou Rockwell. Lou Rockwell is a fan of the show and endorsed the show. And LouRockwell.com has some great libertarian pieces. European fear mongering. Brandon Smith says the basis for mobilization of troops from Europe is a domino theory propaganda. We've heard it here in America, but nowhere near the same level as the EU populace. Governments assert that Russia's goal is to clear Ukraine as a pathway to invade the rest of Europe. This is the same claim used as justification for the U.S. war in Vietnam. Yep. And if we let one country fall to the enemy, all the surrounding countries will fall also. They're just going to be propagandizing us to death to get us involved in a war. And they're doing this, and this is the reason the leftists, this is so important to understand, this is why the leftists are turning on Israel, is because Israel is now the bad guy. There has to be a bad guy or you can't go to war. So this is why, if you've wondered why they're flipping the script on the leftists, on their view of Israel and the view of the Middle East and so forth, and a lot of people are protesting, fake protests in the street and things like this, it's because you've got to have somebody at the behest of going to war in the Middle East.
You know, and the other thing is, it's not like Russia is fighting mm-hmm. a democratic nation.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ukrainian government is a totalitarian government.
From us. Well, from our CIA, yeah. from our intelligence agencies, military intelligence combined with CIA, yeah. So we got to cut through the propaganda. That's what this show is for. It's about truth, and it's about getting to the reasons things are going on that don't make sense. And this one clearly doesn't make sense, because you're wondering why they're flipping the script. And that's one of the reasons, by the way. I know. It's hard to hear sometimes, but it doesn't matter, because you can hear all the other propaganda on sure. all the other shows. But... we're going to cut through the truth on this one. Dr. Duke Pesta, the only conservative university professor that actually talks about truth in media, truth in what's going on out there.
Yep.
He's outspoken. He's from the Dr. Duke Show. He's coming up next. You're going to love him on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Over 25 million served. Be right back.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
I'm always disappointed when liars' pants don't actually catch on fire. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Oh, I don't know if you caught the eclipse today. It's all the news we'll talk about. And a big event. Melissa called in the last hour. She was in Indiana. Co-host Melissa, who comes in on Wednesdays. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, by the way, and welcome to K-Talks, K-T-O-X. Glad to have you aboard. Many stations coming on and really happy about that. It'll be great to have K-Talks. And I just wanted to mention that, of course, Melissa was talking about how astonishing it was, how it was just an incredible experience. I'm sure it was. Minutes and minutes of darkness and frogs chirping and doing their thing. And I mean, I can't imagine feeling like you can see the stars and it's nighttime and in the middle of the day. Very, very cool experience. We have Dr. Duke Pesta on with us, of course. Dr. Duke comes on every Monday at this time. He is the only conservative professor that speaks out in the way that he does, and I sure love him for it. And he's been a professor a long time, and he can kind of tell us a little bit about the students and what he's thinking and what he's observing today. And there is a topic in which I'm going to ask him about that a little bit later in the show. But welcome to the show, Dr. Duke Pesta. How are you?
Thanks, guys. Good to be on with you.
The eclipse? What are your thoughts?
You know, your audience, if they've been listening for a long time, know I'm the resident contrarian. It's just all a little too weirdly pagan to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so at nighttime, you see the stars. At the daytime, you see the sun. And
right.
Once in 100 years, that changes for 4 or 5 minutes. To me, it's not worth driving 300 miles and flooding some small town in Missouri snarling up traffic to be able to see it. But more power to the people who like it. I don't know. I mean,
everybody has their things. I mean, this was, they did a state of emergency in Texas and a state of emergency in Indiana. And I kind of wondered why in the world they would do that, because I get that there's a lot of influx of people, but it's not like it's all gang members and rioters. I mean, there's no reason to do a state of emergency to get Fed money for something like that. So I thought that was way over the top. But I do feel like what Melissa said, it was an astonishing thing to see and witness. Cool, right?
But I'm somebody who doesn't, he takes absolutely no pleasure whatsoever in beaches.
Right.
I mean, heat, sand in your jock. the salt air corroding everything. And then a big ocean full of really big things that would like to eat you. Give me a pool in some Motel 6.
Right.
As long as there's no kids, as long as there's no kids peeing in it, give me the little 4.5-foot pool. I'll be just fine.
Okay, but what are you wowed by? What wows Dr. Duke Pesta?
Oh, you're not gonna like to hear this. Give me a mahogany library full of the great books of Western culture. Give me one of that.
Right.
Give me a beautiful
cigar?
Medieval cathedral from top to bottom.
Uh-huh. Architecture. Maybe some architecture.
Absolutely.
Okay, architecture and maybe some capacity.
I absolutely love painting. I mean, I guess I'm more impressed with the wonderful things that human beings can do with the gifts God give them than we expect the things that God created directly, like nature, to be beautiful.
Right.
So I'm almost more impressed when a painter can capture naked nature in a way that you were never able to contemplate seeing it itself. Right. I'll tell you what bothers me the most. Mm-hmm. These bumper stickers that say, "Nature is my church." It just pisses me off.
Me too. I don't like it.
And go back to what I said before. There's a certain paganism to this, right? Mm-hmm. The same scientific, pseudo-scientific people who are screaming about global warming, they're the same ones who despise religion. I had a kid just last week tell me, and he came up to me after class, and he said, "Dr. Pesta, I just want to let you know, I just got out of my humanitarian, humanities environmental class." This is a required class, an environmental humanities course. Mm-hmm. Right? That's like an oxymoron, right?
Right, right.
The humanities have nothing to do with science. But he came up to me and said, "My professor just said in the class before this that Christianity is primarily responsible for global warming." And I laughed out loud, and it didn't surprise me, but I wanted to know the reason. So what was the reason? And his professor said to him, "Christians believe in heaven, which takes their mind off the way we're destroying the world here. And so ergo, Christians are primarily responsible
for
global warming." Yeah, no, he said that. And I asked the kid, I said, "Well, why did he just pick Christians?
Yeah.
Buddhists believe in a kind of heaven, so do Muslims. And why are you, is he blaming Christians?"
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "That's a good point. He only blamed Christians for believing in heaven.
Amazing.
No other religion was believed." And so this was clearly what you would expect. When you have a mandatory class on environmental humanities, you can damn well bet it has nothing to do with the humanities. It's anti-human, right? And so there you go. It's a way of picking on Christians. There's a certain paganism in what bothers me about the global warming morons, and I'm not talking about the very few scientists who deal with climate. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the sociologists, the psychologists, the politicians who don't know their elbow from their arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that are, you know, attacking Christianity, talking about how religion is discriminatory and unnecessary and irrational. And yet 5 seconds later, they'll pivot talking to about the Earth Mother or killing Gaia, right? This is the new paganism. And this weird church is my nature is my church stuff. When I see this kind of weird behavior, the way we rally around these faux environmental milestones, like it's the end of the world, is weird to me.
Well, me too. You know, Christians typically, because of the scripture reading we all do, they're good stewards of this earth, and that's really what we're supposed to be. And what's funny about the whole nature bumper sticker, and I saw that awful show in Vegas in the big globe where they're spinning that Mother Earth is our mother and God had nothing to do with anything, is the fact that they could worship the earth, but not the creator of the earth.
Right.
So worshiping the thing that he created as if it's him, but not. So you're cutting out, carving out the creator and only looking at this beautiful earth and worshiping it like it's your mother. It's a very bizarre thing to me, not good. Yeah.
It's exactly what the Old Testament says. Mm-hmm. You will come to worship the work of your own hands and not me. Right.
Right.
What is so self-congratulatory about all of this, and that includes for a lot of people, this eclipse, is this idea that all that repressed religion, all that repressed need to worship God, because here's the thing, God made us. Do you not realize that if God made us, he left his thumbprint on us?
Mm-hmm.
Even anthropologists don't believe in God will say that human beings are hardwired to worship something, to need something bigger than themselves.
Right.
Even the atheists recognize that. We call it spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And so I call it repressed religion. All the ways that we should be venerating through this eclipse, the God who created such a wonderful universe, now it stops at the level of nature. And here's the problem with that. When we're dealing with paganism, then there is a God for everything. There's a God for sex, a God for theft, a God for, you name whatever social evil there is, there's a God that represents it. If nature is the limit of our spirituality, well, nature's mum about morality. In much of nature, it's kill or be killed, right? Mm-hmm. The bigger animals take what they want from the weaker animals, right? The dominant male forces himself on the weak female, and there's not much he can do about it, right?
Right.
And the minute she's pregnant, he walks away and finds another one. If nature is the apex of our spiritual understanding, then of course amorality, anti-morality, even mm-hmm. goofy things like transgender becomes normative. Think about the Greeks. They created the hermaphrodite, right?
Right.
Hermes, the male god, Aphrodite, the female god. Think about how in Greek mythology you had centaurs, half man, half human. Satyrs, half goat, half human, right? Minotaurs, half bull, half human. And everyone was having sex about it with everybody, and there were no boundaries. There was rape. The gods themselves mm-hmm. were rapists. And right. so how can the gods of Olympus condemn rape when Zeus was out raping young nymphs all the time? That's the limit of it. And I think that's the appeal of naturalism or mm-hmm. the same thing that drives a lot of people to the eclipse.
Right.
You can have a cozy sense of God, Mother mm-hmm. Earth, but she demands absolutely nothing from you other than your own desires. And that's weak sauce to me.
I'm not going to disagree with you, because an event on its own can be astonishing. It can be something to take in, that if you're lucky enough to be in the zone, that you got to see this really cool event. But then how much do we make of it? What are we doing with that event? And so you're talking about elevating it to a level that it's a little bizarre.
But there's no difference between you and me. Right. I recognize those
sure.
things as
yeah,
beautiful. I know an ocean is beautiful,
yes.
even if it scares the hell out of me. But
right.
So we're not disagreeing.
No, I know.
I'm simply saying yeah. that is the work of God. And to a right-thinking person, that would lead them mm-hmm. beyond the natural world to contemplate the origin of these
right.
wonderful miracles.
So,
but for us, mm-hmm. in the progressive world, mm-hmm. it's a way of avoiding responsibility and accountability. In other words, the nature come. It's she's not our God. We
exactly.
and I've made this point many times. If nature is the only God, then she's the weakest God in the history of the world. If crawling ants like her mm-hmm. can so easily destroy us, mm-hmm. destroy her, right?
Right.
Then
right.
she wasn't a God to begin with.
Right. So. This is my deal on the eclipse. You know, when I look at the scriptures and I think, you know, there's signs in the stars, there's signs in all of these things. I think there are signs for all kinds of things. I think there could be with this. I think but that's kind of where it ends for me. It's like, okay, well, it's nice to take in. It's a good reminder. It's we're not in charge of anything. We can't do anything with your plastic bag. You can't take away the eclipse with your plastic bags. You can't dictate what time the sun comes up in the morning, and all that is kind of beholden to God. The rest of it and what we do with it is really, really what you're talking about is it's the rest of what would the paganism involved in what we worship and what we choose to worship or not worship. It's crazy out there. That's all I can say. People are really getting into this thing. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty when we come back.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy about that. Love it. And of course, I've got Uncle Milty here. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta. It's a Monday. And make sure and text Birch Gold 989898. Text them my name, Kate. They're going to give you some free information that's really needed right now. They're putting in digital currency in steps, you guys. And we are going to see, the availability of opportunities end to do things like this, to shore up what we have out there with gold. And at least you can shore yourself up against inflation, deflation, or just uncertainty. You can actually put that in solid right now so that you're not worried about it. All the things you have hanging out there, your retirement, your savings, your IRAs, get it solidified by gold. Okay. With gold, I should say. And it's free to do that. Did you know that? It's free to do it. 989898. Just text them and text my name, Kate, and then they'll give you back the information. Okay. Dr. Pesta's with us, and of course, Uncle Milty's here, and you wanted to mention Scotland, Dr. Pesta.
Yeah, I mean, so the people in Scotland elected somebody who's not really even Scottish. You got somebody with deep Muslim roots running that country as the prime minister, and he just forced through legislation that makes it almost impossible to have free speech. They're so protective of certain kinds of minorities. In other words, if you're a typical heterosexual white Scot, no matter what you say or what you think, you're guilty of a hate crime. So much so that J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter's books, she's defending vehemently the right from girls to be girls, and there's no such thing as men becoming girls, protecting girls' sports. She threw it right in their face and said, arrest me for saying it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the government backed down a little bit, but the laws are still on the books.
Yeah, they are. And what I was laughing not last week about this, not that, I mean, should we be laughing about it just because it's so diabolical what they're doing, but of all the countries, Scotland, where you have the most vocally rude, blunt people in the face of the earth, this is the people that you do this to. I mean, you go into Scotland, you're going to be probably offended in the first 5 seconds by somebody yelling at you, not thinking they're yelling. So I was just laughing at that. Of all the countries, this is the country they would do this. Uncle Milty?
I, lassie, don't pee down my leg and call it rain. And miss, I mean, it's what happened to the William Wallaces of, the Bravehearts?
Yeah.
I mean, just Scotland, wake up. I expect this from the effeminate males of England. I expect it from the rude and rough Irish. But Scotland, are you kidding me?
I mean, come on. Uncle Milty?
Well, there's actually two things wrong here, too. Mm-hmm. Not only the lack of free speech, but then because of celebrity, they let somebody off the hook.
Well said. There's a double standard. Mm-hmm. She's a billionaire with a legal team of 50.
Yep.
They want nothing to do with it. But if you or I, eating our haggis in a local pub, said it, they would use the full force of the power to punish us.
Yep.
That is the truth. And what a country. What a country to do this in. So we'll have to see what they do. But my idea was to just keep calling up on the politicians because they have to initiate an investigation by their own rules. So anytime a phone call is made, so if the whole entire country just kept having the politicians investigated, they could tie them up till 2030. We'd be good.
But that's the hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of reports came in about the prime minister and they've just brushed them away. They're not investigating them.
No,
they're laughing about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sick. It's sick. It's a sick thing to have happen. Yeah. So
I would go to prison for sure.
Oh my gosh.
I'd use the S word on them.
I would go to prison, claim to be a woman,
yep,
be imprisoned with other women,
yep,
and my sex life would go through the roof.
Oh my gosh. You are not kidding.
I mean, hey, why not? Here's my advice to every single man out there who's sentenced to prison.
Yeah.
Just immediately identify as a woman.
So true.
No one's going to rape you.
You're right.
You are not going to be beaten up. In fact, if you want to become the big girl, tough guy, apparently there's no consequence for you. So what I'm telling you If you get arrested as a man, just identify as a woman. You can unidentify when you get out.
Right,
it'll be much easier in the women's prisons, right?
Well, what does it say about transvestites themselves that they are this upended by a simple person saying, you don't look like a gal, you look like a guy with a beard wearing heels, that they are such sensitive, waif-like people that they have to stand behind this legislation? Why aren't they calling this out? Why aren't they saying anything about this?
Because,
we're not that weak.
Because nobody in their right mind believes them, so they need to use socialist governments to force you to believe them. You will. It's not enough to accept that they are.
Right.
It's not enough to let them live their lives.
We'll be,
you have to celebrate.
We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, don't go anywhere.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. A big welcome to Kate Talks, who's now listening to the show live. And the phone-in number is on the website, katedalyradio.com. You can phone in live, and if you're listening to the show live. And then also I've got Uncle Milty. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta, who joins us on every Monday, who is the most outspoken conservative professor, one of the only ones left in academia. So we always appreciate his take. And Uncle Milty, let's talk about, by the way, gettomypillow.com. Get your gifts there for graduation and for Mother's Day, Father's Day. Get them early so you get the sizes you need. But the robes, the slippers are amazing. I gave these robes and slippers out, and I am telling you, they still wear them. They still wear them. That's how amazing these things are. And also, the slippers you can wear to the store. They have that sole on them. You can wear them to the store, but they are four clouds of incredible. And also, I just wanted to say that that I'm just telling you, just great stuff. But put in the code Kate, and it helps the show. In fact, let's take a caller real quick. Hi, caller. Go right ahead.
Kate, this is Uncle Milty. How are everybody? I called last week. I'm down in the basement. I have not seen any sun in the past 4 hours.
What?
I don't know if you remember, but I had a traumatic nightmare many moons ago in the last eclipse, and I just call me superstitious.
Okay.
Call me superstitious.
Well,
on the gender thing, I'm an umpire in adult softball, and I have a difficult time changing the balls for the different sized softballs for boys and girls. And so far, no one has asked to use the other gender's ball, but it is a joke that guys want to hit these rocks.
Oh my God!
That are intended for the ladies to hit.
No way! I love that. Thank you so much, caller. Love the call. Thank you. What do you think, Dr. Pesta?
I just think whenever you're talking about transgenderism, it just always comes down to the balls.
Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Pesta, for weighing in on that. Really, really thank you. Uncle Milty? Uncle Milty,
yeah.
Let's talk women's basketball. That was kind of the weekend treat.
Women's basketball has become the big battleground lately.
Mm-hmm.
The Utah women's basketball team was up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho to play, and there are dozens and dozens and dozens of articles from every source talking about the fact that there was racial slurs used against the Utah women's basketball team, but not one of the articles says what the racial slurs were.
So they weren't really that bad.
Well,
normally they'd lead out with the headline with that.
Yeah, I mean, the only clue given is that some outfit said they saw a rebel flag somewhere.
Right.
How serious of an issue is this if they can't say what the slur was?
Well, you know as well as I do that the slur, this is the Utah team, is against white girls. Last year, about the same time, we had BYU, which was a very white team, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And you guys are living in Utah. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
They were playing, I believe it was South Carolina, which is a very black team.
Wonder Bread
white. According to all accounts, those black players for South Carolina were using slurs against the white girls. Mm. And so how did this adjudicate itself? Well, the black girls defended themselves by saying that people were screaming racist things at them, white people in the audience. Mm. Well, hundreds of people had their cell phones recording this. There were mics everywhere. No one's heard a single thing that any of these pasty white Utahns were saying. Yet this is what you see this also with Caitlin Clark, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if Caitlin Clark was black, then all these black female black basketball players would be calling her the greatest ever.
Yeah.
But what are they doing to her? They're minimizing they're warning her. Diana Taurasi said, one of the famous women's basketball players who's retired now, she said, well, wait till you get to the big girls. Wait till you get to the next level. Well, you won't be playing against young college girls. Just warning her, right? And then the person who had the female who had the scoring record before her basically said, I still have it, right? The implication was no white girl's going to take it from me. I mean, the level of ire that you see in the media, because this is a corn-fed Iowa girl who's lighting up a lot of these little black girls. We talked earlier in the show about the double standard, right? Mm-hmm. And this is one of those double standards that somehow basketball belongs to African Americans. This goes all the way back to the 70s and 80s with Larry Bird, for instance, right? I mean, Larry Bird has a great story. He tells about how when he got to Boston as the second pick, everybody was talking to him about all his teammates dismissed him. Mm-hmm. This white guy's going to come in. And this has been the attitude, right? Same thing with things like rap music.
Right.
This belongs to us. You can't do – we can do everything you do. And not only should we must be forced in to everything you do. But this belongs to us, these double standards. What Milty said is exactly right. Mm-hmm. If it were the other way around up in Coeur d'Alene, where a group of white girls were saying racist things about black kids, this would be wall-to-wall 24/7 news. You can't even find evidence of it in the newspaper because it was the other way.
That's so true, Uncle Milty.
You know, we just got done talking about this ridiculous law in Scotland. Mm-hmm. That affects free speech. This incident in Coeur d'Alene is being investigated as a hate crime, and the only thing they're saying happened were some words were used.
And the thing is the headline will stick forever that this happened there, but no one will ever prove a darn thing is what you're saying. Yeah.
No.
And I'll go one step further.
Okay.
The Southern Poverty Law Center will add it to its list of white racism across the country without any explanation of what happened.
Yeah, it's like an incident.
And then idiots like Joe Biden and his dumb press secretary will use it as how totally racist this country is and how we have to crack down on white terrorism when everything else is falling apart. That's how they get to this point.
You're right. They'll keep adding it in as an event. It's kind of like school shootings. They were adding in all the superfluous events that were happening in the community miles outside of the schools just to pad the numbers so that they could bring in more cops into the schools, so they could bring in more measures, more filming, more everything, loss of rights. They were doing the same thing with that. So this is how they pad numbers. It's an event. It was never going to be proven, but it's an event, and it will pad the numbers for racism, 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 because they have to have us in a race war right now. Right? They have to.
Yeah. And you said something before we went on the air about gaslighting. Mm-hmm. What you're seeing across this country now is the left has figured out that we've so dumbed down two generations of Americans that they can pretty much tell any lie they want.
Yep.
And they realize that the bigger the lies they tell, the more it benefits them. Whether it's the environment, whether it's about sexuality and gender, whether it's about racism or even the economy, right? Mm-hmm. So they're still looking you in the eye in D.C. and telling you that there's something wrong with you for recognizing how bad it's gotten. You just don't understand how good the economy is. And the sad thing is that right now, at least half of America is willing to completely buy that.
You're exactly right, Uncle Milty.
There's no such thing as a lie anymore.
Well, yeah, because it's just put out in the press and that's taken as a fact. And then everyone stands by that fact. It's added in as a fact forever and ever. No one will ever seek to change it. So the lies were being told. The economy's fine. It's not. There's a racism war. There's not. All of these lies, just lie after lie.
Yep.
And we just keep accepting it. So.
Well, and the lie that Trump is the one who wants to destroy democracy. Are you kidding me? For 4 years, we watched Joe Biden undermine the Constitution, undermine our borders, undermine our economy, undermine every aspect of our culture.
You're right.
And yet, he's somehow, he's illegally giving billions and billions away to, to student loan kids.
Yep.
We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Over 25 million served. Yes, indeed. Hit that on SoundCloud a while back. So happy to have you. I've got Uncle Milty and Dr. Duke Pesta, of course, rounding out this show today, rounding out the last section of the show. And I want to start off with something that Matt Walsh wrote, if you don't mind. So Matt Walsh did a post, and I want to get your observance, since you're the only professor that we have that is this outspoken, that will say the things that need to be said in America right now, because most of academia is completely bought at this point with total liberals at the helm. And so I can't wait to hear what you have to say. But Dr. Duke Pesta, Matt Walsh said that his kids don't have cell phones. Matt Walsh has been a guest on the show. He said his kids don't have cell phones, and he noticed that when he would take them over to homes where the kids are allowed cell phones, they would come home acting completely different, okay? They wouldn't even speak their language. It was a very, very bizarre thing, because they would come back a little more belligerent, a little more angry, a little more ADD, a little more intense. And then honestly, when he was putting his kids around, and his kids are all ages, young, when he would put his kids around kids that didn't have that, and other kids that were homeschooled that didn't have the cell phones, because that seems to kind of be the stuff out there, is that they would notice that the kids would come back totally fine. Just send them off and they come home totally normal. But when they were around the cell phones, they were jaded and more cynical. It was very, very weird, he said, because it was a detectable difference every single time. So I'd love to know your thoughts on this. And I'd love to know, sitting in the seat that you fill in academia as a professor, what are the differences that you've seen with the kids?
Well, I think that when the history of the fall of the American Republic is written, when people are going through the rubble trying to make sense of why this wonderful society collapsed, I think the number one thing is going to be the smartphone.
Yeah.
And the mistake of allowing little kids smartphones, because they take their cues from those phones. It's not just TikTok, which clearly is designed to warp the minds of children to believe things that are detrimental to a free society. But it's almost the entire functional of the internet. I mean, there's a reason that there's more porn on the internet than almost anything else.
Yeah.
And so literally the cell phone replaces, just like the public schools are trying to do, with less success, the cell phone actually becomes the parrot.
Right.
It allows them to do every single thing that the parents won't let them do. It allows them a whole world of adult things that the parents would never see to. They owe allegiance to it. They are guided by it. And I see these by these 20 and 21-year-old college kids. They are lost without their phones.
Right.
I mean, this is a generation that has every fact available in the world literally 5 seconds away from their fingertips, but they're helpless without it. They can't read really well. They certainly can't write. They have no critical thinking skills. Many of my college kids right now have never read a book cover to cover in high school. When they get to college, they have never read and sat down a single book. And so the tragedy is that even if some of those kids were able to realize what's been done to them, they no longer have the ability to go to a library and find out the truth. These are kids now, and this is what's so dangerous. This is the first generation I've seen that even if you convince them that they've been lied to and manipulated, they have no independent ability to figure it out for themselves. Again, they can't pick up a book. They can't contemplate this. They can't think themselves out of it. So you've literally created what the socialists always wanted, a highly ignorant populace, completely devoted to technology and unable to see anything beyond what they're programmed to see. And now with the advent of AI, it's even worse. Now they don't even have to think for themselves.
You're right.
That whatever AI flashes to them, and I'm telling you, 85 to 90% of my university kids are all the everything they turn in is AI. They're not even they know how to enter the question, but whatever's barked out, they don't even bother to. They don't even have the intelligence to go back to the copy the actual text of AI and fix it for its obvious logical mistakes because they don't know the mistakes either.
They don't know the logic. And so, and here was the, I thank you for that. Here, it's scary. Here was the other thing too, was Matt was telling his kids, it's okay to stand out. It's okay to be different because the pressure that they were under as these kids were like, I have a cell phone and you don't, you're just the scrub of the earth. And he said, it's okay to stand out. You don't have to go along with the crowd. And that is the biggest pressure of all. Uncle Milty?
My fear about this is that with cell phones with you constantly, how prevalent is subliminal messaging that's coming across those
to
the kids?
So the whole idea that you're out if you're not in the crowd and that. Will you speak
to
both of
those? Well, what scares me, and I think Milty makes a great point, but I think we're past the point where the advertising has to be subliminal.
Right.
I think, honestly, a lot of these kids aren't smart enough. They're not educated enough to be influenced by the subtext. And that's why things like TikTok, for instance, is so graphic, because the subtle doesn't work with them anymore.
Right.
And that's alarming. That's what I see in the school, right?
Okay.
That this is a generation that's being led by the nose, and they don't realize that they have any power to deviate.
Yes, Uncle Milty?
Well, ignorance, it makes you more susceptible to all of these things. So, and
so
that's
true.
The whole intention of destroying the education
and
system.
And like you said, they can't work out what's not logical in the AI.
No.
So they think the AI is going to nail it because they can't themselves. They can't think outside the box themselves.
Well, and we've said for many years on your program that socialism is a religion.
Yeah.
And what you described is religion, that they take with absolute faith what programmed AI says. And so when AI says that Jesus was a great supporter of transgenderism, when AI says that the Bible is a racist book, when that's all they need to know, right?
You're right.
Because their faith is it's medieval. That faith, right?
You're exactly right.
And it's a surrender of its own individuality to the cult.
You're exactly right on that. I can't argue that one bit. And I feel like the parents today are under the pressure because of other kids. The kid comes home and says, I have to have this, just like they did with all the gaming, right? And I remember with my kids, we didn't buy all the gaming stuff. We bought sports equipment so they'd go outside. And so it's up to the parents to be parents. Start being parents. You tell them what's up. You have them until that age of 18 and you get to dictate that, and don't let the peer pressure dictate you as a parent as well as the kid.
Well, and it's the same thing. I'm sorry. It's no, the same yeah. trap with the public schools.
Right.
The public right. schools are winning because parents know they're bad, mm-hmm. but they don't want to have to educate their own kids.
You're right.
And it's three times as bad with the cell phones. They know that too much of that cell phone is bad, but look at how much it frees mom and dad not to have to pay attention to the kids.
No, right? You're right.
That's
you're
why we're losing this, because right. we know what the problems are, but we're not going to put our kids first.
So true. Uncle Milty?
I wish we could bring back Ma Bell and the old telephone
system. I know,
system.
Right? The long cord standing in the closet trying to have a conversation. Thanks, you guys, and be faithful, be fearless. Thanks, Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty, and we'll be back tomorrow. So same time, same stations. Be right back tomorrow. Thanks, you guys. KateDallyRadio.com.